Hello, and welcome to UK Carcast, the podcast by non-sport trading car collectors for non-sport trading car collectors. I'm your host, Paul Mines, and this is special episode 02, looking forward to memorabilia. Hello and welcome to our second special episode. This is a shorter than the regular episodes show, and it's devoted entirely, well, almost entirely, to the upcoming memorabilia show to be held at the Birmingham NEC in the UK on November the 22nd and November the 23rd. I talked to Harris Tozer, who's coming over to the show specially, and he's going to talk about the stuff that he's going to have on the NSU stand. We're going to have a look at some of the stuff that's going to be appearing at the show. And we're also going to be talking about the NSU talk that's going to be happening on the main stage at the show. The memorabilia show is at Hall 12 of the Birmingham NEC complex. You can get full information on the show from their website, which is www.memorabilia.co.uk. Before we talk about the show, a couple of items of news. The last couple of episodes I haven't really had the time to give any news over, but we have got one or two news items, so here you come. A new company to the world of non-sport trading cards is iCards, who are the producers of the Canada at War series. This is a set of cards designed to commemorate Canadian veterans who fought in wars around the world. There's full information on their cards. They have two websites, www.icards.ca and also www.lestweforgetcards.ca. Inkworks have some more internet exclusive promo cards available if you go to their website at inkworkscards.com or inkworks.com and click on the free promo card offer link. Cards currently available are Supernatural Season 3. You need to mail in your requests for that one by the 2nd of December 2008. They also have a card available for Twilight, and you must mail your request in for that one by January the 6th, 2009. Yes, 2009. It's creeping up on us, isn't it? And they also have a card for The Spirit, and applications for that one should be sent in by January the 20th, 2009. So it gives you a good couple of months' notice. Same deal as usual with Inkworks and exclusive cards. If you're in the US, you need to send them a stamped addressed envelope. If you're outside of the US, you need to send them a self-addressed envelope and an international reply coupon. And you need to send it to the address listed on the free promo card offer page on the Inkworks website. Still on the subject of Inkworks promos, and by way of easing into discussion of memorabilia, the memorabilia website has announced that there will be two exclusive Inkworks promo cards available at the show, one per day. The cards are for Twilight and The Spirit, and these are exclusive to the memorabilia show. You won't be able to get them anywhere else. For more information on the cards, visit the memorabilia website, which is memorabilia.co.uk, and you'll find it on their front page and also on their latest news section. There's a variety of other giveaways available. NCSoft are doing a box of HeroClix and other promotional material for the first 2,000 people who turn up per day. I'm not sure whether that's the first 2,000 people who turn up at the show or who turn up at the NCSoft stand, so you'll have to check more information about that when you get to the show. But it could be well worth picking those up. Again, they seem to be a exclusive for the show. And I have no doubt there's going to be all sorts of other freebies lurking around if you know where to watch. Now, without further ado, Harris Tozer talking about the memorabilia show. Well, we're back to normal with Harris Tozer. Yes, Eric, you can calm down now. Stop sending me the complaining emails. He's back. Harris Tozer is, of course, production manager of Non-Sport Update magazine, as well as fast becoming a Z-list celebrity in his own right. Harris, welcome to the show again.
Wow, what can I say to that? How you doing, Paul?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
Not too miffed at missing out on the last episode, I hope.
No. You had a Tozer family member represented, so what can I say?
She's more than welcome to come on again if she wants to come on and say anything else. It's great.
Okay.
Could just take this opportunity to remind anybody that downloaded the last episode and only got the Roxanne Tozer interview. That episode was in two parts. So if you didn't get part two, you should go back to wherever you download the episodes from and download part two. Otherwise, you will miss out on a highly entertaining second half.
I don't know if it really was all that entertaining.
You're just saying that because we said nasty things about you, Harris.
You did say a lot. Well, you didn't say, but Joanna and Kate had some things to say, and wait till I see them again.
I have to say that what was actually included in the episode was the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I fear the blooper show.
It was a fun episode, though. Obviously, Harris fans were disappointed that there was no real Harris appearance in there, even though he was name-checked several times. So we're back to normal with Harris today.
Okay.
Main reason for talking today is a look forward to the Memorabilia show, which, of course, is coming up in a little over 2 weeks' time. A little under 2 weeks' time, in fact. A little less than 2 weeks' time. It's the 22nd and the 23rd of November. And, of course, Harris, you're coming over and bringing the non-sport update stand with you.
Yes, I am. Very much looking forward to it.
This is, what, your fifth year?
I think it's actually my sixth year.
Sixth year of coming over.
I think so.
We still haven't got the thing sorted out so that you don't want to come over here ever again. You're still quite like it over here. So.
That's right. It's great. It is great.
Now, just in case anybody out there doesn't know, Memorabilia Show, it's a big... We've mentioned it in the past episodes. I mean, we've even recorded in past episodes. The Memorabilia Show is effectively the closest thing, I suppose, that the UK gets to the big Comic-Con in San Diego. It's where a lot of comic book stands and action figure stands and memorabilia and trading card stands set up and sell to the collecting public.
That's right. Don't have as much manufacturer stands there, but it looks like there's going to be a little bit more of that this year.
Well, of course, this year, change of ownership, change of management, is the company that's responsible for the London Expo and a number of other shows around the country, and they've taken over the organising this time. So we're looking forward to see. Well, we're looking forward to the show in this episode to see what we're hoping to see, what you're bringing over, Harris, to the show, and looking forward to the drunken brawls that will happen once Harris gets over here and hits the Guinness.
Well, don't they say what happens at Memorabilia stays at Memorabilia?
It does, unless my microphone's in the room. That's a slight rule change.
Well, we'll just have to make sure that doesn't happen.
Now, Harris, usually when you come over, you bring over a representative sample of your back issues and of any publications you've got going on, and you usually do some nice deals on magazines and subscriptions and things like that. What sort of stuff are you bringing over this year? Much the same, or are you doing anything different this year?
Well, it's a lot of the same. We'll have the subscription and renewal special that we've had the last couple of years. As we were talking about a little bit before the show, that the dollar rate, well, everything is going down now, so the subscription rate will be just slightly higher than it's been because of the exchange rate. And we'll have a good selection of some recent back issues. We'll have the brand new issue will make its premiere there, which probably will be there before subscribers actually get their copies.
Obviously you're doing deals on subscriptions, and although the prices have gone up slightly, it's still cheaper to buy it at the show than it is to buy it direct from your website, isn't it?
That's right. We'll have a special where you can subscribe or renew for £26, which works out to a lot less than the $60 rate that we typically charge. And you get 6 cards to boot when you sign up at Memorabilia this year. So that is no small beans, whatever.
That's a bit of an exclusive there, really, isn't it? These are some advanced convention-only type cards.
Yeah, we got Alan Kaplan to give us a very limited stash of the 4 exclusive Philly promos, the PPS numbered cards. So we'll be giving away those 4 cards when you subscribe to the magazine or renew. And we also have 2 other P1 promo cards thrown in too. So it's a really good value.
Yeah.
I do say so myself.
Well, which you're entitled to do, seeing as it's your magazine. I just to pique interest in any UK fans of Doctor Who, one of those 4 promo cards is a Doctor Who card.
That's right. It's the exclusive Philly PPS card that I don't know what they're going for on eBay, but I'm sure it's worth a good chunk of your subscription right there.
Apart from the FOMO pack and the FOMO card that came out in San Diego 2007, I think that is the first FOMO card to have been released for Doctor Who, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it is. It's finally coming soon.
Yay! This is going to be fun.
We can't wait.
So in addition to the Doctor Who card that you're putting in that pack, Harris, what else is in there?
Well, there are, as I said, there's 4 PPS cards and 2 P1 cards. One is Doctor Who. There's a Supernatural card in there. There are two Twilight cards, which should be big, and two Spirit cards from the brand new movie.
So you're going to be doing the subscription offer, obviously, and people need to get there as quickly as they can to get that, because, as you said, you've only got a limited supply of the promo pack to go with that.
We're giving away the these six-card promo packs with the first 25 subscription or renewals, and we might actually have a couple of more than that to last through the weekend, but it is very limited.
So don't take any chances. Go walk, run, don't walk to the stand.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you'll be bringing over some back issues and obviously the current issue, which has got the Spirit on the cover. What else does the latest issue have in it for people who are looking forward to seeing that one?
Well, there is another Spirit promo in there. Yeah. There's a lenticular Star Trek card in there that is really cool. Star Trek, the movie's in motion. And yeah, a lot of times when we've done these in-motion promos that get in the magazine, they are not lenticular like the base set is, but this might be the first lenticular promo that we've had in there, and it is really neat. There's an image of it on the non-sport update site, and actually if you click on the image, you can see all the frames. You can see the Starship Enterprise moving in the picture on the web. Yeah. But so that's a cool card. We have a Indiana Jones Masterpieces promo and a exclusive Marvel Masterpieces promo. It's our last Marvel Masterpieces promo.
Oh, you did a little run of those, didn't you, over the last few?
Yeah, we've had two this year and one last year, and they were all exclusive to the magazine. And we have one other thing in the magazine in the way of promos, and that is a Lest We Forget D-Day promo that will only be found in random copies. We got those cards in from the manufacturer, which is a Canadian company called iCards. Came in one day too late for the last Philly show, and in that case, one day made all the difference in the world. The show was already over, so we obviously didn't get enough cards for every magazine, so what we decided to do with them was package them randomly in this issue of Non-Sport Update. So they'll be found maybe one in every 15 or 20 copies.
Yeah, and highly appropriate to mention that, because in case listeners wonder when I record these things, I usually record these things a few days before putting them out, and I'm actually recording this interview with Harris on November the 11th, which is, of course, Armistice Day.
Right, so, and it's also the day after Veterans Day here.
Yeah, so it's highly appropriate to include that. And indeed, I mentioned iCards in the news that started off this episode. So,
oh, okay, cool.
Looking forward to what they can come up with. Mm-hmm. They got quite a nice idea for the cards, certainly. So,
aside from the article on Spirit, we also have an article about the Twilight trading cards that Inkworks is doing. We have Don's article about Star Trek, mm-hmm, the movie in motion lenticular cards that, yeah, you talked about. We have an article about Brygent's new movie poster series. And just in time, a little bit just after the election, we go back to the 1964 election. We have an article about the Johnson versus Goldwater cards that Topps did.
You said you're bringing over some back issues. You're not doing a huge number of the back issues, but you're having a fairly representative sample.
Right. It'll just be some of the more recent back issues that I'll have over there. We have a lot of back issues, but it's obviously, you know, with getting things over, it's not quite easy and not too cheap. So we can't really bring over too many back issues, but we'll have some of the more recent back issues over there.
It's become something of a tradition for you to bring over one of the more recent variant issues you've had at some of the other shows, either the Philly show or the San Diego show. Are you doing the same this year?
Yeah, we'll have some copies of the Comic-Con variant issue for sale this year. That's the one with the Marvel Masterpieces cover and the exclusive Marvel Masterpieces card inside.
Right. So if anybody didn't pick a copy of that up directly from you on the website or didn't get one from San Diego, the Member Bealey Show is a good opportunity to try and pick that one up.
That's right. Get it postage free.
Yeah. That was fairly limited, wasn't it, in print?
Yeah, that was limited to 799 copies.
Right. So I'm guessing there won't be that many copies of that available at the show. So again, if anybody's interested in it, they need to get there fairly quick.
That's right.
Now, what else are you bringing along to the show?
Well, besides the magazine, we'll have some books as well. Last year, I believe we had the Encyclopedia of Non-Sport and Entertainment trading cards for sale. And this year, we have the new edition of the Promo Card Encyclopedia, which, mm-hmm, will be available for sale. This is the first memorabilia that we'll have that. Mm-hmm. And we also have a few copies of the recent Wacky Package book that was put out. We didn't publish that one, but it's a great book on Wacky Package for anybody, yeah, that is interested. It's mostly focusing on the art from series 1 through 8. And the book comes with some exclusive Wacky Packages packed inside the back cover, so it's the only place to get those.
So talk about some of the stuff you're going to be bringing along. And obviously you mentioned that the prices have had to go up on the subscriptions this year, just slightly.
That's right.
Are you doing the same sort of price increases on the magazines?
Yeah, there's some slight increases just because of the pound to dollar rate being not quite what it was last year. In fact, it's a big difference between what it was last year.
I think he was nudging somewhere in the region of about $2.05, $2.10 to the pound last year.
Right. That's right. And as of last weekend, it was around the range of 1.56 to the dollar. Yeah. So that's quite a difference.
So prices have regrettably had to go up.
Just a bit. Yeah. Unfortunately, they have, but we tried to keep it in check.
Penny-conscious listeners should make sure they've got how much for some of the magazines this time?
Well, the subscription renewal rate would be 26. The magazines, it will be somewhere in the 4 to 450 range.
Right.
And the variant, I believe, will be around £5. Books will be around 12 for some, 20 for some. And we'll have a few promos for sale, too, some promos that we'll be selling at a quid each.
There you go. See, he's got the lingo. After 6 years, he's got the lingo.
I've learned one word. Yep, there you go.
This isn't the first time you sold promos. I know you didn't have them last year, but you did try some promos right. The previous year, and you sold a fair number of those. So, I think you had varying prices on those. This year, you decided to standardize more or less at a pound, just in case anybody doesn't know.
Yeah, most of them will be a pound. We'll have a few that'll be more, but for the most part, they'll be a pound.
Now, continuing with the look at memorabilia, obviously, if anybody's interested in the guest list at memorabilia, they want to go along to their website, memorabilia.co.uk. It seems to be mostly Doctor Who, James Bond, and a few sporting celebrities that they've got on there as signing guests. Though, I think looking at some of the reports I've seen recently, some of the individual dealers will be bringing their own guests along. One company is going to be having Gareth David Lloyd, Yonto from Torchwood, along as their guest.
Have you seen anybody else?
I know there's an awful lot of people from both old and new Who, and there's a fair smattering of the James Bond girl and bat goodies and villains and supporting acts and so on and so forth, and a fair number from some of the other TV shows and some of the horror movies and things like that.
They do have Lindsay Wagner.
They have Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, of course, the original Bionic Woman. This is being recorded a couple of weeks before the show, so there may be some last-minute announcements, and I'd strongly recommend people go to the memorabilia website to check that out. They are going to be doing talks as usual on stage, and they're going to be doing photographs with the stars and all sorts of autographs with the celebrities as well. This year, we can get a gathering off the ground, unlike last year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The memorabilia folks have committed to giving us some space in the stage area for a card collector event. It's not specifically for Card Talk members, although we're hoping that a lot of the Card Talk members come, but it'll be open for anybody who would like to stop by. So we're hoping to do that sometime on Saturday.
The organizers are trying to work out scheduling issues for the stage, but they're hoping to fit you in on that. What I'm hoping to do is, if Harris hears before I put this episode online and lets me have the information, I'll be putting an addendum to this episode saying the day and time of the gathering. The other thing to bear in mind, whether this sort of attracts people to the gathering or puts people off, is I'm going to be there as well, talking about the podcast.
Great.
So Harris will be doing his usual question and answer about Non-Sport Update. He'll be talking about the magazine, talking about Card Talk, the message board, talking about cards in general, passing on any news and information. And Harris has also very kindly volunteered me to help him out by talking about the podcast. So if there's anybody out there that wants to see what Harris and I look like in real life, assuming that they don't believe the pictures that are appearing on the About Us page on the Cardcast website are accurate, they might want to come along just to say hi and see what we're doing.
That's right.
We will both sign autographs, and we'll be considerably cheaper than the celebrities, I promise.
I'm sure we will be.
If anybody wants anything signed, let me know. I charge extra for body parts.
Okay. All right.
I mean, in previous years, it dwindled last year, obviously, because of a mixed set of signals, and we couldn't actually get anything organised in time ahead of schedule. So a few of us met up in a pub, mm-hmm. which was fun, but it wasn't quite what you were hoping for, and certainly not up to the standard of the gatherings that you've had at some of the American shows.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully this year we'll have something a little better organised.
I hope so.
So, Harris, if people do want to come to your stand to find out about the magazine or to find out when the gathering's going to be, do you know exactly where you're going to be?
I believe that we're going to be at F3 and F4. One table will be ours, and one table will be Paul Hart's table, who I'm always set up next to and who helps that issue out immensely. So that should be where we are, F3 and F4.
Right, so if you're wandering up and down, you'll recognise the stand because it'll have the usual black and red non-spot update banner on the front of the table. And it'll be absolutely covered in non-spot update magazines and promotional material. And you'll also find at the stand, because we usually lurk there because it's as good a place as any to lurk, as well as Harris and myself, of course, you'll find Dave Brown and Patrick Hamill.
That's right.
We usually lurk around and give you a hand with the show, so that should be fun.
That's right, moderator. New moderator, CSI Dave, and the great illustrator, Patrick Hamill. Now, I do understand, by the way, that if you hem and haw with Pat Data, you might be able to get him to do a sketch for you.
He could be persuaded, he has posted to that effect on Card Talk, so he could be persuaded. You've posted on Card Talk that it's going to be subject to availability, something of a goodie bag.
That's right. We have a whole ton of cards to give away at this card collector event. I have varying amounts of them. Some of them we have just a few. Some of them I have a bunch of. So anybody who turns up at this card collector event, whenever that may be, is going to walk away with some nice promos.
There's a good mix. I know you've posted full details. Too many of them to list now, but you've posted full details on Card Talk. So I'd strongly recommend if anybody wants to know what sort of cards are going to be available, again, subject to availability, because some of these cards are extremely limited, then go along to Card Talk and have a look at the shows and conventions section. You'll soon find posting question where Harris
is.
Cards.
I've been posting pictures of many of them, and I have a few more to go as the week goes on.
That little collection of cards is expanding day by day. You seem to be posting new cards every day, or it seems almost every couple of hours. Some of those cards are quite interesting. There's another Doctor Who promo in there from Inkworks.
Yeah, we have the P1 Doctor Who card that Inkworks gave us a few of to give away. So that'll be, I'm sure, one that'll be in high demand.
And I think if I remember correctly, that's the first trading card to actually show David Tennant.
Is that right?
Yeah. David Tennant obviously hasn't appeared in any of the other sets for manufacturers. I think there have been some sketch cards, but they haven't actually had his image on any card. So that's the first card showing David Tennant, which is interesting.
Right. We'll have that to give away to most of the people who come, depending on how many turn up.
Yeah, obviously, if we get a couple of hundred people showing up, then, you know. You've also got a few of the most recent Philly cards.
Yeah, we have the three cards that were given away at the last Philly show, the ones that Non-Sport Update produces with... These happen to have Alan Kaplan, Tom Breyer, and some artwork by Drew Friedman on them. We have some of those to give away. We have another Star Trek The Movies in Motion lenticular card to give away.
Right.
We have some Twilight cards that are different there, too, to give away. We have just a bunch of different things. And these cards all have come to us from not only Inkworks and Rittenhouse Archives, and Bryant Marketing, but we've also got a few of these from two of the Card Talk members, from Mike T999, better known as Mike Tilford, and from Silmapco, I hope I'm saying his name right. Yeah. He gave us a Batman Archives CP1 card that's very tough to get. We'll be giving away that one as a raffle prize.
Now that was an exclusive to a particular Canadian show, I think, wasn't it? And it's extremely hard to get. And I know a lot of they've been going for very high money on eBay. So there's only one of those though. So you're gonna have to be really lucky to get that. So
that's right.
And whoever does pull that one is going to get lynched. So keep it hidden until you get home and then post about it. But no, it's a good representative sample of cards. And it should be stressed, really, these are all cards that have come straight from manufacturers or collectors. These aren't cards that you would ordinarily find in a magazine.
Right.
No, so these are either convention or similar show exclusives, or they're P1 cards or whatever. They're not cards you'd ordinarily expect to find. So anybody buying issues at the show needn't worry about getting duplicates. They won't.
Right. That's right. Good point.
Yeah. So that's good. So definitely worth making it to whatever gathering we end up having. Harris will be practicing his pronunciation of Birmingham, of course.
That's right.
And Harris will also be open for new, for English words that aren't in American English.
Okay.
He's proved himself an expert in the English language in his usage of the word quid.
Yeah.
So he'll be using new words. And I should say, anybody coming up to the stand to buy anything from him, please try to speak slowly and clearly. Harris does need a translator on occasion.
That's right. Some of our
stronger regional accents, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he won't necessarily have a bit with him when he's there. So if you want to ask him something, say it slow. Bear in mind.
That's
he's
right. A, bear in I mind. Should he's wear, a, I yeah, should he, wear a badge that says that.
I'm American, so, you know.
Speak slow.
Speak slow. Okay, enough of memorabilia and insulting Harris and Birmingham and so on and so forth. As I say, the show is on from the 22nd to the 23rd. Harris will be there all weekend. Even if you don't want to buy anything, come up and say hi. He's always, as always, he's glad to meet anybody. But if you have pound notes in your pocket and you're looking to buy some magazines, he's very interested in you. Bear in mind, He's only got a one-way flight. He's got to buy his airfare back, so he needs to sell some magazines.
There you go.
And he's going to have an extensive bar bill on Saturday night. So. Mm-hmm. But before you come over to Birmingham, of course, it's a bit of a packed week beforehand because I think is it next Friday? You're going to the big show in New York.
Well, actually, it's Sunday. The show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I'll only be there on the Sunday. This is the Big Apple Con that we're talking about.
Literally, that's going to be a flying visit to New York because I think you're flying into New York hosting a panel.
Well, actually, New York is close enough to me that I'm actually driving in. I'm actually flying out of that area to get to England. But anyway, the show is the 14th, 15th, and 16th, before I forget. We'll be doing a panel on sketch cards at Big AppleCon, and that is on Sunday the 16th from 3:30, for about an hour at 3:30. It's open to all at the show, as far as I understand.
Right. And who's on the panel?
It is Brian Kong, Jim Kyle, and Nar.
And that's going to be talking about sketch cards in general?
Sketch cards in general, and I believe there'll be a slant with, as it relates to comic art collecting and the value of them and that type of thing. The cool thing about it is the three artists are actually doing a sketch together right at the panel. Oh. And that card will be given away at the panel.
Harris?
Yes.
Grab it before you go and bring it over.
There you go. I don't know if I'm eligible to win it, but
I said nothing about winning it. I just said grab it.
No, that should be one cool card.
Those three artists working together should be incredible. That could be an interesting one to see. So,
right.
They're not the only artists at the New York show, I know. As you said, it's a big comic show. So,
Right. There's a lot of artists there. I know Dave Fox is going to be there. For some reason, they've asked me to moderate this thing, so I'll be moderating the panel at 3:30.
It's because you're a Z-list internet celebrity, Harris.
I guess, if you want to say so.
You can bring in the fans.
I don't know. I can bring in Eric anyway.
Hello, Eric. I'm seriously toying with the idea of getting a T-shirt made up for you with Hello Eric written on it. So you just wear that at the show and people will say, hello, I'm Eric.
That's right.
Okay, and then you obviously, from the New York show, you fly over to Birmingham and you're spending the week over before the show.
That's right.
Getting yourself acclimatized to the British climate and the
British
accent.
That's right, that's right. I'll be spending a couple of days in London and maybe Reading and Oxford.
Touring around, raiding all the various record shops for your
'80s
bands.
That's right. That's the motherland, you know. That's where it all comes from.
That's the main reason for coming over. You don't come over here to do the show. That's just an incidental. Gives you an excuse on which to hang your record hunting tour.
There you go.
Moving away from shows now, you've just unveiled some special offers on some back issues that you've just turned up in your warehouse.
That's right. Yeah, we have some issues that are listed as sold out on the Non-Sport Update website that have gone on sale today. And these are odds and ends of issues that we don't quite have enough of to regularly list for sale. But we have a few of these around, and we're offering them for sale as a holiday special. You can buy them and get free postage if you spend over $50 on these special items in one page of the Non-Sport Update website.
I had a quick look through there, and I noticed that you have the Serenity San Diego variant.
That's right. Yeah, that one actually is very limited. I think we only have maybe four or five copies of it.
I know that one was very highly sought after when it came out. I think it had one of the earliest Serenity cards, and that was an exclusive card to that issue, wasn't it? So
That's right.
What sort of numbers do you have of most of these magazines? Are you limited to sort of 4 or 5, or do you have 10, 15, that sort of stuff?
Oh, a few of them are limited to maybe about 5 or 6, but some of them we have decent quantities of. We might have 10 or 20 copies on some of them. And we have everything from volume 3, number 3, which was done, I guess, way back in the early 90s on up through our volume 16, which is about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and most of these are intact and have their original promos. I know there are 1 or 2 issues don't have a promo card in there, but these have some quite interesting older promos lurking in there.
That's right, yeah. All of these come with their original promos. And as you said, I think maybe 1 or 2 of the earliest ones were issued before we started putting promos in the magazines, but yeah. They all do come as they originally shipped.
What's the pricing on those magazines, Harris?
They are all $5 each. Again, as I said, if you spend over 50, you get free postage, and we're also offering our promo card encyclopedia and encyclopedia of non-sport cards in the mix, too. So you can use this opportunity to get a copy of that if you haven't already.
And that's free shipping worldwide. That's not just to the
free shipping, right, worldwide over $50.
Now, these are on a separate section to the main store, aren't they? And orders that qualify for free shipping don't include anything from the main store.
That's right. We're trying to keep this separate. So if people go to nonsportupdate.com/holiday08, they'll find all these issues and the books that I mentioned. And, yeah, we're trying to keep it separate. So anybody who orders from that page should order items only from that page, because the shipping is different.
Well, that's about it, really. I think I don't think there's anything else, unless there's anything else you can think of that you want to talk about.
No, I guess that is about it. Really looking forward to the show. Can't wait, actually.
Well, it's about a week or so before you fly over, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And looking forward to seeing you over there and recording some new bits for the memorabilia wrap-up episode.
Sure. And remember, folks, bring your autograph book. Harris will be autographing.
Oh, stop it.
We won't be having any glossy photographs, I'm afraid. I'm sure Harris will sign copies of the magazine if you ask him.
If you ask, but who would want that?
No, Harris is always pleased to meet card talkers or card cast listeners. I'm always glad to meet anybody and everybody. I know some card talkers are bringing some sets of cards along to do some trading. So if you're interested in doing some trading, bring along a few spare sets and you might be able to pick up some stuff. They're posting details of trading offers and things on the card talk board, aren't they?
Right. They are. There's a section for base card set trading, and that's a good point. That's a great way to get rid of a few extra sets that you might have and get some sets that you don't already have.
But don't forget to bring some money, not just for the non-sport update stand, but for some of the card dealers who are going to be there.
That's right.
We need to support the card dealers, and hopefully there's usually some nice bargains to be had at a great many of the various card dealers there, and it's always worth keeping an eye out. So
good point, too. Yeah, that's always amazing to me how many card dealers are over there. I think at a similar show in the United States, you'd never see as many car dealers at a show like that. So it's a great place to go if you're a car collector.
Harris, as ever, great fun. Looking forward to meeting up with you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, looking forward to it. See you then.
Okay. That was Harris Tozer, production manager of Non-Sport Update, and you'll be able to see him at the Memorabilia Show in Birmingham on the 22nd and 23rd of November. As promised in that interview with Harris, there is a Stop Press update. We do now have a date and time for the Non-Sport Update talk that's going to be given on the main stage in Hall 12 at Birmingham NEC. The talk will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 22nd. So if you want to come along to the talk, it's Saturday the 22nd, it's 1 o'clock. Now either you can head straight for the stage area, or you can come to the NSU stand, meet up with Harris and myself. We'll all be heading off in that general direction. The stage is at the rear of the hall and to the left. Basically, if you get to the back of the hall and you see the area where the sporting celebrities are signing, do a left turn and you should find the stage somewhere down there. It's in the left-hand corner. So remember, the NSU talk is 1 o'clock on Saturday the 22nd. And it should be well worth getting there, because if you get there in time, there are all sorts of freebies being given away. As Harris mentioned in his talk there, he's got some goodie bags containing a myriad of various promos subject to availability. It's well worth coming along. Until then, when hopefully I'll see some of my listenership, this has been the special episode of UK Cardcast. And I should say, I will be testing my new recording equipment at the show, so be warned. If you don't want to be recorded, hide. UK Carcast is recorded using Pamela for Skype and a Logitech headset on a Windows PC. It is edited using Audacity and compiled using GarageBand on an Apple Mac G4. MP3 hosting is by archive.org. Website hosting is by Google Pages. Domain name hosting by 1&1. Email by Google Mail. And additional web services provided by Amen World. Music is by Sapphire Moon. That's it, and remember, one pack is not enough, especially at a show with bargains.